Anyway, all day, amen, I prayed and asked God if He want me to give me something. And we were sitting there this evening. I told my wife, I said, pray for me. She got a bad headache. I said, I would want to do something for the Lord. You know, I've been telling God for a long time, I want to do something for Him.
Yeah.
Amen. And I want to do more for Him. And then to sit back and let everybody else do something tonight.
Amen.
Amen. When God's put something on my heart. But I'll tell you tonight, folks, God is real. And that holy anointing is real. Amen.
Amen.
Tonight, under the anointing of the preached word tonight, people can be saved. Amen.
Amen.
You know, the Bible teaches me that we're begotten by the word of God.
Yeah.
Amen. And you know what? It also will keep us if we'll read it. Amen. Apply it to our life. Apply it to our heart. Search the scriptures. Amen. Find out if you got eternal life.
Amen.
Hey, and this word is real. Amen. And it's real tonight, folks.
Amen.
So tonight you pray for me just for a minute of time. Amen. I just want to mind God for a minute. I told my wife, I said, well, she said, you going to preach? I said, honey, you ain't ashamed of me, are you? Amen. She said, well, no. And I ain't going to tell you what else she said. But, amen. Here in Luke chapter 14 tonight. Very, very familiar scripture. Amen. But God took me here and I asked Him a question. God, what do you want me to do with this? Amen. But hey, He knows what He's doing.
He
said here in the 28th verse. Amen. A very familiar story. He said, for which of you have intended to build a tower, sitteth not down first, and count the cost, whether he be sufficient to finish it. Amen. Lest happily, after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. He said, or what king going to make war against another king, sitteth down not first, amen, and count, consult whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him, go against him, him that has 20,000. Or else while the other is yet a great way off, he sendeth an ambassage and desireth of conditions of peace. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. Hey, I want to tell you something tonight. Amen. There's a lot of people, folks. Amen. It's not counting the cost. Amen. You know what? When I thought about this just a few minutes ago. Amen. I was sitting there thinking when Brother Mike was testifying about his children. Folks, you know what? I made a statement one time. I just a little while after I started preaching. And I said this. I said, you know what? When my wife and my kids want to go to heaven, I'm going to go. Amen. And you know what? I have found that I'm having to count the cost of that. Amen. You know why? Because my children have turned their backs. Amen. And went back out into the world. Amen. Living with the devil. But you know what? Tonight, I want to go to heaven. I don't want anything. And I don't want you to feel sorry for us. Me and Mama got our mind made up. Got our foot on the rock tonight. Even though it may grow to us. Amen. We're going to make heaven our home. Amen. A lot of people may sit down and just figure it out, Brother Jason. It's going to cost them something, brother. Hey, you know what I said when I got saved? Lord, I might turn my back on you. And you know what people told me? It won't last no time. Let me tell you something, they watch us from the time we get saved. Hey, until we finish this race. Hey, man, if you can't finish this race, guess what? They're going to sit down and mock you. They make fun of you.
Yeah,
amen. Amen. They'll mock you, make so much fun of you. But you know what? I got to thank you, Brother Jerry. You know what? The children of God, they're going to suffer.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't promise me no bed of roses. He didn't promise me no flower garden. He didn't promise me no easy way. He said, let me tell you something. He said, they hated me and they'll hate you. They persecuted me and they'll persecute you.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. He said, they'll kill me and they'll kill you. Well, let me tell you something. All the day long, the Bible said, we was counted as sheep before the slaughter. Amen. Let me tell you something overnight. Hey, if they kill me, I'm just going to get to hell that much quicker.
Yeah.
I'll tell you tonight. I counted the cost, brother. I know if I stand for God. Sister, I'm going to have to fight the devil. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm going to have the headache.
Yeah.
I don't keep me from standing.
Yeah.
But praise God of all me.
Yeah.
And Lord, if you can use me, I'll use me for your glory.
Yeah.
I counted the cost. You know what? Sometimes you just have to go the extra mile.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you have to step in and say, Lord, this is just the way it's going to be. But you know what I said, Brother Jerry? I said it's for me and my house. We're going to serve the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. You know what?
Yeah.
My wife, I love her with all my heart. We've married 31 years. Amen. She may turn on me. I may turn on her. I don't know. Amen. I don't know what tomorrow holds. We see so much of it today. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. I love her with all my being. But but Jesus Christ come first. Amen. I put him before her any day. You say, preacher, that's awful mean. No, it ain't. Amen. There might be a time, brother, she's hooked up on that life support, and the world may say that she can't make it. And brother, you know what? Because I put God first, amen, I can call upon him. Amen. And you pay Paul, and give him back to me to sacrifice in you, brother.
Amen.
He's able to. Amen. Yeah. Well, sometimes if you stand for God, you better count the cost. I'm going to tell you something tonight, sinner friend. Hey, something comes to my mind tonight, too. And the Bible talks about a rich man and a poor man. Amen. The Bible said that rich man fared sumptuous every day. How can we see an old rascal entering into his house? I'm stepping over that old beggar, just wanting some crumbs from his table. Amen. Maybe walk in and ask his butler if dinner's ready. Amen. Sit down at the table. Eating all that fine grub. Amen. Maybe after dinner, give him a big glass of wine. Sit back in his easy chair. Sitting there playing with all his money. Thinking about just how much he's got. Amen. Let me tell you something, brother. He never counted the cost. You know that? Amen. He never counted what it was going to cost him. He might have counted his money, but he never counted what it was going to cost him. He said one day, the Bible said that they both died. They didn't fail. He lifted up his life. God went and tore him. He never thought about it. Amen. What it was going to cost him to have the riches of this world.
Yep.
Amen. He took and, amen, wallowed in the wealth of this whole world. Yeah. Bible said, if we gain the whole world and lose our soul, what does it profit? Amen.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you something tonight. I'd rather live in a cardboard box and have Jesus. Amen. Yeah. To live in the finest house in this world.
Yeah.
And that money you can give me. Hey, let me tell you something, ain't about it. Hey, you can take water in it if you want to. But I'm going to tell you what I'm going to water in. And that is my salvation. Amen.
Yeah.
Well, you say, listen, I was just sitting there thinking, well, I'm going about a little funny. I thought about those that endure till the end. You might get fed after a while. Amen. But folks, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to endure till the end. Amen. And I'll be saved. Yeah. By the grace of God.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. Just for a little while.
Yeah.
When I'm going home.
Amen.
Yeah. Well, I thought about that. Well, you know what? I can go back to the Old Testament. Amen. You know the prophets of Baal. Me and Brother Jerry tried to talk about that yesterday. I didn't think that would even come into this. Amen. But you know what? Old Elijah, one old man of God. Folks, let me tell you something. He believed in God. Amen. He kept the faith. You know what it cost him? He had to go live by the brook. Amen. He had to wait for the plow of the air to bring him food. Boy, how many of us? If we shut down the fast food records, we'd all starve to death a week, wouldn't we? Amen. Hope we couldn't pull up to some ground in a Twinkie cheeseburger. Amen. We'd all starve to death. But we can't rely on God, can we? Amen. If electricity went out, imagine how many people tonight. Hey, if we just shut down, how many people would panic? Amen. Start running to and fro. Amen. Trying to scream out for help. Just because the world comes to an end. Amen. It carried the cost. Amen. We got so modern, used to living so good. Amen. We forgot about how it used to live. Amen. We got everything at the touch of a button. Amen. We forgot about God, ain't we? Amen. You know what? They ain't counting the cost. Amen. You know what? I thought about them prophets. Amen. Old Elijah, he believed in God. He trusted him. And you know what? I believe with all my heart. You know, he asked them there that day. He said, how long will you be halted between two opinions? Amen. You know, I sit back and I see people today in this world. Amen. And they're halted between two opinions. Amen. They want the world. And they want a little bit of Jesus too. Amen. I mean, it's enough of that to make them miserable. Amen. Boy, just get enough. Hey, there's such a warfare going on. Amen. That they're just miserable. And never come to the knowledge of the truth we talk about. Amen. But I'm glad. Without Jesus, I ain't got nothing.
Amen.
Amen. Come on,
brother.
I'm bankrupt big time without him. Amen. But let me tell you something. And the prophets, if they would just sit down and count the cost instead of trying to do their enchantments, amen, and cutting themselves and bleeding upon their sacrifice, amen, if they just sit down and count the cost that day, the Bible says if they took them down there, brother and old Elijah slew. Amen. He slew them. Guess what? I don't believe they went to heaven, neither do you. Amen. They was all prophets of false gods. Amen. They didn't go to heaven, Brother Jim. Amen. I believe just like that rich man, they lifted their eyes in hell. But could you just imagine tonight, Brother Jason, at the moment they stepped through the doorway of death and realized, hey, that this thing was real. This was a God after me to spend a sacrifice. See everything in heaven. Hey, never counted the cost. Most of me can't show that. You don't have to pay to get into heaven. He said, leave everything behind.
That's right.
There's people today that are trying to carry everything, don't mind.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, he said there in that last verse, I'm going to read it to you again. Amen. I just read it. He said, so likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsake not all that he has, he cannot be my disciple. You know, God come to most of us tonight and told us we had to go home tonight, sign our home over somebody. You know what we do? We quit church, keep doing it. I'm telling you, talk about faith tonight. Huh? Well, that's what it cost you. Amen tonight to get to heaven. What would you give to get to heaven tonight?
That's right.
What would you give tonight just to go to heaven? Would you like to just give up your pride? Huh? Cost you your pride. Do you know that?
Yeah.
It costs you your pride.
Yeah.
Hey man, you know what you have to do? You have to get up out of your seat, not before people. Hey man, and come down and get down on your knees and pray, and then get up and have a confession to the brother preached about a while ago. Hey man, you confess unto salvation. Hey man, you believe in your heart unto righteousness.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Amen. Oh. But you got to do something.
Yeah.
So many people come and pray, or come to pray, and they'll never pray.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey man, you know what you'll do, Brother Brian? They'll get them and go right back to seat in the same conditions.
Yeah.
They think because they came and the preacher prayed, that it's all it does. It ain't gonna work for us.
Right.
Hey man, you can't pray. Hey, sit there and let him pray for you. You gotta ask.
Right.
He said, let whosoever. Amen. Hey, come and take of the water of life freely. Amen. Hey, he said, knock and you shall find. How many knocks you shall be open. Seek and you shall find. Amen. Hey, let me tell you something tonight. You've got to do something, girl, to get to heaven.
Amen.
Hey, it cost you a little bit.
Yep.
Let me tell you something. Now, what did you pay for? Yeah. If you want to get it, you're going to have to give up something.
That's right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Praise God.
They used to talk about drinking and cussing and even doping and all them things. Guess what? I'm guilty. Guilty as sin. But Jesus Christ come through one night.
Amen.
You know what he said, brother, when he told me to forgive me that night? He said, I took this and cast it far as the east is to the west. Amen. He said, I'll never bring this up against you. Amen. The world looks at me and still sees it. Amen. The devil still tells me about it. But Jesus said, what sins are you talking about?
Amen.
Yeah,
I tell you the cost, bro.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. You know what? A lot of people, amen, that they sit back and, amen, they're at ease.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? There was a man one time, the Bible said that he prospered bumptiously. Amen. Everything he had, boy, I believe his apple trees, amen, his pear trees, his corn, amen, everything that he had planted that year, brother, I believe it brought forth plenty. Hey man, you know what he said? He said, self, he said, we'll just tear down our barns, build bigger ones, and then we'll fill them up, and we'll sit back and take our ease. Hey, let me tell you something, he didn't realize it's going to cost him something. Hey man, you know what he was doing? He was proud and boasting in himself. Hey man, you know what he thought? He thought he had everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
Lord said, now thy soul is required.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Now, fool.
Yeah.
Amen. You know what, folks? People ain't counting the cost.
Right.
Amen. You know what they're doing? Now, I'm going to get in their business just for a minute, and I'll get right back out of there. I'm going to meddle a little bit, okay? Amen. I'm going to quit preaching and getting in your high style. Huh? I'm going to go home with you for just a minute. Huh? Can I go home with you for a minute? A lot of people don't want you going home with them, Rick. You know why? Because I've got things laying out there on your step. There's a young lady at my house last night. Boy, I never thought about her saying what she did. Nothing in this world. She said, I give up smoking. I ain't smoked none in 7 years. She said, I still have a beer occasion. Okay.
Hello.
Hey, man, let me tell you something, folks. We don't count the cost. You know what the Bible says? Not let you fly, be in the wintertime.
Yeah.
Amen. Or on the Sabbath day.
Yeah.
Amen. You know what I'm talking about tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, I'm talking about laying out church. Oh, preacher, you don't have to go to church. No, you don't. But you say if you want to.
Amen.
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 Yep.
Amen.
Don't like what the preacher preached on, so I'm going to call the neighbor. Tell them about it.
Yeah.
Don't like that. I wonder why the church don't have it. Preacher, we need to pray for revival. Don't know why the church won't grow.
My Lord, brother.
Yeah.
They ain't counting the cost, brother.
Come on, brother.
They're not counting the cost what's going to come to them.
Yeah.
Amen. They're counting what's going to come up on them, brother. You know what the Bible said? Brother, it's going to come up on them. They're going to come up on the preacher. It ain't going to come up on them. It's enduring, brother, going to church tonight. Hey, let me tell you something. Folks, you're going to have to pay for what you say and what you do.
That's right. Amen.
Believe it or not.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, you're going to pay for it.
Come on, brother.
It says it's appointed a man to die after this, the judgment.
Yeah.
And then we'll stand before an almighty God.
Yeah.
And then we're going to give account of every deed we've ever done in this body.
That's right.
Amen. Every sin that we've let go undone.
That's right.
Amen. It's going to be written down.
Yeah.
Guess what? His is true.
Yeah.
His is true. Amen. You know what else, folks? We take. Amen. You know what we'll do? This is something I've never done. My own grandson last Thursday night came to the altar. He's 5 years old. He came and got down right there on his little knees. Amen. Just as pretty as you please. And I said a few words and went on over there and I just got down there on the top of him, wrapped my arms around him. You know what I didn't tell him? I didn't tell him he got saved.
No.
I didn't tell him nothing. Mm-hmm. I come this talk of the Lord.
Amen.
God, if this little fella's humble enough to come, when it's time, you show him.
Yeah.
If God can't show him, I show him.
Amen.
Hey, if Grandpa shows him, if Grandpa leads him the wrong way, guess what, brother? Hey, amen. He'll end up with hell. Hey, amen. He'll believe a lie, thinking he's straight. Yeah. He'll sit back in his stool and do nothing. Hey, amen. And slip right off into hell because Grandpa said so.
Amen.
I'm telling you now, if you got any cause,
come on.
Honey, will you tell your children, your grandchildren, and your family lives? Have you counted the cost?
Come on.
That's some good
preaching.
Let me tell you something tonight. My kids are in this world tonight. Amen. I don't know what they're doing, don't know what they're into. But I'm going to tell you this. I know what man does.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. They can't go. If you went tonight and asked them, I promise you, they'll say, Daddy's told us. Amen. Daddy's toast.
Yeah.
Amen. Jerry, you blessed. You got a daughter saved. Brother goes to church. Sings. Puts on plays that'll break your heart. Jason, you blessed. I seen this little boy right here come out of his seat one night and go to the altar. Amen. Give his heart to Jesus. Nobody told him. Nobody told him. Nobody telling him. But he came on his own.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yep.
My kids are in the world. But I count the cost, brother. I can go out there and be with them. Don't you know that?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I can go out there tonight and do exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
But I count the cost.
Amen.
My soul for something to me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes. That's all right.
Daddy's going to give an account for that. Amen. Kids are going to give an account for themselves.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why they're going to give an account for themselves, because they've been told the truth.
Yep.
Amen.
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 Amen. They've been told the truth.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't feel a bit guilty.
Yeah.
Because I have told them, and I have told them, and I have told them. Every chance I get, brother, I tell them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen. Where you're going is going to end in destruction.
Yeah.
Amen. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something now, Brother Rick, but they're accusing. And you know what, brother? I look back on my life, and 32 and a half years old before I ever come to the knowledge I need to be saved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God have mercy.
Amen.
Somebody pray.
Yeah.
Mom and Daddy still praying. Life's still there. Hope's still there. Jesus still saving.
Amen.
We're counting the cost. Amen. We know that if we turn our back on God, what's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if we turn back in this old world, I got family all over this country lost. Mm-hmm. Amen. But you know what? He said, so likewise, whosoever he be of you, that for not all that he has, he cannot be my disciple. You know what? There's a little rich man came to him one day. You know what he said? He said, what must I do to have
eternal
life? You know what? There's a lot of people now want eternal life.
Yep.
All over this country. They want eternal life.
Yep.
Jesus said, take what you got, get rid of it. I just put it in a hillbilly, flat out turns. Get rid of it.
Yeah.
Amen. And follow me.
Yeah.
Well, that trouble. All the other things he's done. You know what? We got people go to church. Mm-hmm. Brother Billy has made that statement so many times. Amen. That for years he thought he was saved in his head, but in his heart, Jesus had never got a hold of him. Amen. A lot of people sitting in God's house today, all over this country, because somebody's patted them on the back, said they're okay. Amen. Stood them up, maybe if they went to the altar, said you got saved, and now knowing good and well they ain't, but they put on so much pretense, hey, they ain't counted the cost, brother.
Yeah.
They're popular preaching, I know that.
Amen.
Ain't shouting.
That's
the truth.
Yeah.
It grieved that young man. He went back. Amen. Sorry.
Yeah.
Guess what? I see a lot of people come to church, believe it's hard. You know why? Because the priesthood, as you said earlier, the priesthood. Invitation's been given and given and given. And they go right back at that door in the same shape as them. You know why? Because they reject God.
Yep.
Yeah. And haven't counted the cost.
Yep.
Amen.
Lord help.
Let me tell you something, folks. You may get up in the morning, you may not.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm hearing so many people dying in an instant. Car wrecks. Heart attacks.
Yeah.
Wake up sick and take you to the hospital. My father-in-law got down and fell off his bed one night. Sit off his bed and fell on the floor. And they called me, woke me up. And I went over there. And man, as soon as I seen him, brother Mike, I knew something was bad wrong. 70-year-old man. Can't sit flat on the floor with his legs stuck out of the way, his chest against the floor. Back broke, see, too.
Yeah.
Amen. He wouldn't let me call. I mean, he eat me up, wouldn't allow me to call an ambulance. We got him up, put him back to bed, him screaming. And boys, the night went on, the pain got worse, and finally gave him a hospital. Guess what? He thought all that time he just had back problems. Mm-hmm. Frankie was completely eat up with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
His shoulder joints, they said, be careful turning him over, and you'll pull him out. His hips, be careful. It was come apart. He was completely eat up with cancer. Gave him 6 weeks. You live two. Amen. You live two. But you know what? You don't never know what the Lord holds for you.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. The only thing I can say is he was saved.
Yeah.
Knew where he was from. Amen. He had counted the cost. And he had put Jesus first in his life. Amen. Even though he had children lost, and he had prayed for them, had son-in-law, daughter. Amen. 2 sons and another daughter lost. Would you stand tonight?